With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
How do you get your kids to do what you want them to do, or what they should do, what they're supposed to do? It's tough. Parenting website just conducted a survey. Here are the top 10 parenting hacks, so to speak, that they're doing to get their kids to do what they should do or eat what they're supposed to eat, those kinds of things.
Lies.
Most of them are lies and deception.
Yeah.
Number 10, saying a bowl of broccoli or a serving of broccoli is just for you, which makes them want it more. I never found that work for
myself. Ooh, that's a good idea, though.
Setting their alarm to the music from their favorite video game so they'll wake up. That's a hard thing to do, is get a kid in a habit of waking themselves up and getting themselves up and getting them ready.
Yeah.
To go do it yourself. Telling them sugar bugs or cavity monsters will get in their teeth and eat them and ruin them if they don't brush their teeth
before they go to
bed. Kids have a habit of saying, I'm just going to skip that tonight. I'll just wet my toothbrush and put it in there. They'll know.
I still do that.
Yeah.
Isn't it funny? Kids will wet their toothbrush standing there for the amount of time it would take them to actually do it and then be
done.
Yeah.
Telling them celery will give them superpowers.
Oh.
Giving them a glass of juice that's really half juice, half water. Because they don't want them to have all the sugar that's in the juice. Only charging the iPad to 35% to limit kids' time.
That's
on
smart.
The iPad.
That is a good idea.
Calling all meats chicken, because a lot of kids will eat chicken. They just don't want anything else. I love the video of the kid. It's really cute where she finds out that meat is animals. She's very upset that meat is from animals, and she doesn't want meat anymore. She has to figure out how to get her protein elsewhere. And her mom says, "Do you like fish?" And she goes, "Are fish animals?" Then no. I don't want that. Bribing kids flat out, offering them treats, money, whatever, if they finish their vegetables. Playing the quiet game. That's the oldest one in the book, where the first person to talk loses the game. Again, very hard to get my kids to shut up.
Yeah.
This is, see, Elaine growing up, and she's probably listening at work right now at her desk, she would say things through gritted teeth when she was, you know, like that mom voice. She'll do it now sometimes. I'm like, you're stressing me out. You're taking me back to 9-year-old me when I was in trouble. She would say things like, yours is not to reason why. Yours is just to do or die. Like, there wasn't like, celery's going to give you superpowers. I was like, shut up and eat. I don't have time for it.
Yeah.
I'm just going to borrow famous quotes from famous people in history.
Yeah.
That's how I'm going to do it.
My uncle would play a game. He'd be like, let's play who can punch the hardest. And then he'd punch me and go, I quit. You win. And I'm like, I'm a girl, Uncle Kenny.
Yeah.
A hard thing to do sometimes is get kids to eat healthy things like vegetables. The number one thing on this list from this parenting website, blending vegetables into other foods to get it to eat them, like blending broccoli into ketchup or cauliflower into mac and cheese. Well, they don't really know that it's in there, you know. It works.
Growing up, chicken and sauce. My mom wanted me to eat it. That's what she called it, chicken and sauce for me.
What
she
was
said,
it?
If you don't eat it, it was something. She said, if you don't eat it, I'll throw out your candy door. And she did. Ah!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.